I'm rarely at a loss for words, except when someone asks, "What do you do?" I don't have an easy answer and usually stutter something nonsensical. By answering the question, I feel pigeonholed according to my answer. I have been many things, but one thing I know for sure, I will never be a bathroom gender checker. I have worn many hats and had many business cards. My longest gig was an exasperated stay-at-home free-range mother. I have been a tennis camp counselor, business owner, political fundraiser, portrait broker, frequent Uber customer, raconteur, shop girl, caterer, secretary, television binge watcher, and accomplished procrastinator. I've completed the local triathlon twice, but I can hardly rest my laurels on being a triathlete. I am an economic stimulator to the Wilmington restaurant community. I could say commentator, but that only represents 3 minutes per month. In 1985, I was the May Queen at my college, and no, I'm not kidding. I just had to squeeze that in somewhere. I've spent most of my life as a caregiver and can run a mean vacuum around the house. I'm a movie critic and accomplished laundress. I'm an enthusiastic dinner party hostess and devoted patroness of the arts. If I ever claim to be an accountant, please know that I am joking, because I did not get that side of the brain. And thank goodness accountants exist, so I don't have to do it. My friend Chris Crowder's business card simply states, carpenter/nice guy. Author Jennifer Werner wrote a book entitled Good in Bed, because she thought it would be funny to go to trade shows and introduce herself. Nice to meet you. I'm Jennifer Werner. Good in Bed. Once I hosted a table for a charity event and was asked to declare my title. Realizing that all the attendees at my table were women, I decided our table would be called Chicks with Checks. When asked, "What do you do?" I could say, "I'm getting ready to bite you," but I'm afraid someone would call the police. I could say, "I'm having a panic attack and need to go home," or, "I worry incessantly about things I can't control," but who wants to hear that? Maybe I should answer the question of what do you do with, what would you like me to do, or I do it all with vigor. Or I could take the anthem of Helen Reddy and say, I am woman, hear me roar.